Hello, this is Women's Football Report, Olympic Edition. I'm your host, Sydney, coming at you from Deep Creek Lake, Maryland, in the United States. I'm still on vacation, so once again, I apologize for any background noise. I'm not in the hotel this time. I'm in my cousin's lake house, so hopefully they won't be running in and out. But let's get started with day three of matches. So I might not go as in-depth with these matches just because I want to save time for the bracket and everything in my predictions for the next round, but we're going to start with the highest scoring game of the day, which was Netherlands versus China. The Netherlands beat China 8-2. Miedema had two goals and Martens had two goals, and there's more goals just scored all around. This adds to their goal scoring total, and they've scored 21 goals in three games of the tournament, but they've also allowed eight goals. At one point, this game was 1-1 with an early Netherlands goal followed by a China goal, but then things just started getting out of hand. As I just said, Miedema scored two goals, but she didn't even come in until the 62nd minute. 3 minutes into coming on, she scored, followed by a goal 11 minutes later. This means she is now the title holder for most goals in a single tournament, and she's only played three games so far, which is very impressive. With this loss, China is now eliminated from the tournament and will not be moving on to the group stage, unlike the Netherlands, who finished top of their group. Moving on to the other side of the group, Brazil beat Zambia 1-0. It was a rough start for Zambia because they got a red card in the 13th minute. 6 minutes later, Brazil capitalized with an Andressa Alves goal. This is still very impressive for Zambia, only losing by one to one of the best teams in the tournament. Unfortunately, this was not enough to put them through. They were eliminated as well, but did take the third place spot. Brazil takes the second spot in Group F. Now, moving on to Group G. I'm going to start with Sweden versus New Zealand. Sweden beat New Zealand 2-0. They had an early start with goals in the 17th and the 30th minute. Unfortunately, this is not good for New Zealand because now they are eliminated from the tournament, finishing 4th in Group G. This gives Sweden a perfect record, the only team in the tournament to do so. In my opinion now, Sweden's going to be a really tough team to beat because they're the only team that's going to have that perfect record and all that momentum going into the next round. Now we're going to move on to the most boring game of the morning, which was USA versus Australia. This game was a 0-0 tie, and I regret waking up at 4 a.m. for that. That's all I'm going to say. So each team knew that they needed to tie or win against each other, and basically they were like, hey, I need a tie, you need a tie, how about we just tie? So that's basically how that went down. Each team did have a few chances in the first half. Alex Morgan had a goal that was called offsides. Even though it was very, very close, they looked at it on VAR and they said it was offsides. And Australia had a few chances, but their best one hit off the crossbar and went back out. This was a really poor game for the US. They had 35% possession while Australia had 65%, which is insane. I thought this game was kind of like a must-win for the United States, even though they're still moving on with a tie. I think they just won't be able to win in the knockout stages because they don't have any momentum or anything going up. I'll just put two things that were kind of good about this game. Davidson had a really good game, and she shows that she can play in that center back position. And Lynn Williams finally got some playing time and now is the last to do so on the team. Finally, moving on to Group E. Chile lost to Japan 1-0. Even though Chile lost, I thought this was a really good game for them. Japan ended up winning with a late goal in the 77th minute. Even though Japan did have the early start, Chile kept their composure and kept battling the whole game. Unfortunately, it wasn't enough to keep them in, and they got eliminated. And finally, for the most exciting game of the day, it was Canada versus Team Great Britain. This game was to see who would take top of Group E. This game ended in a 1-1 tie. The first half wasn't as interesting as the second. Canada got a great start in the second half with an early goal from Adriana Leon. Continuing into the second half, Great Britain was getting more and more chances, but none of them seemed to go in. Canada was looking to take the first place spot in Group E. Unfortunately, they failed to hold their lead with a late Caroline Weir goal, which was a deflection off Nichelle Prince. This lets Team GB take the top of the group. In good news for Team GB, Fran Kirby was able to play today after she got an injury in this Olympic camp. And as I said before, Team GB is rotating their captains, and this game was captained by Sophie Ingle. So that's the end of round three of games. I realized that this was way shorter than the other two, but that's because it was very hard to record in this house because people just kept walking in and out because I didn't really have an area to do it, so I had to just go through really quickly. But I'm going to go now into the next round of matches. The first matchup we're going to go into is Sweden versus Japan. I personally think Sweden is going to win this one. Japan just hasn't had a great tournament. They've had an okay tournament, but they just don't have enough, I don't think, to get past Sweden. I've officially moved my podcast recording location for the second time. I'm now sitting in the car because it is super loud and we're next to a busy road, so that might be a problem, but I had to move because it was just too loud now in the house. I'm going to move on to the other side of the bracket for this one. It's going to be GB versus Australia. Even though Australia has been doing good, I do not think they can get past GB because GB is just getting better and better. I think now with Fran Kirby back, she's going to have a really good impact on the team after her amazing club season. So I think Team GB is going to knock out Australia. Next, I'm moving on to the highly anticipated matchup between Netherlands and the United States. This is a rematch of the 2019 World Cup final. This won't be their first rematch since the 2019 World Cup. The USA did beat the Netherlands in December of 2020, but I think the Netherlands are going to win against the United States because the United States hasn't had a great tournament. They're 1-1-1. The Netherlands are 2 wins, 1 tie against Brazil, which is another really good side. The Netherlands have scored 21 goals, and the United States defense hasn't been the greatest. Even though they've let in 8 goals to some smaller teams, I do not think the United States is going to be able to outscore the Netherlands. I hope they prove me wrong as a USA fan, so I hope I'm wrong, but I think the Netherlands are going through. Moving on to the next matchup, it's Canada versus Brazil. We kind of saw a glimpse of this in the She Believes Cup. Even though Brazil won in that, I think Canada's going to go through. They always end up doing really good in the Olympics, getting a bronze medal in the last two. And Brazil seems to be slowing down even because they only beat Zambia 1-0, and I think Canada's a better side than Zambia. So I think Canada is going to go through. So if all my predictions end up being correct, then we'll have GB versus Sweden, and I would think Sweden would go through because they've been just so dominant. I'm not going to go too in-depth with these because these matchups could be wrong, so I'm not going to bother looking at it that much. But then we would have Netherlands versus Canada, and I have the Netherlands winning because they've been just an absolute powerhouse scoring goals left and right. And then in the final, it would be a Netherlands versus Sweden matchup, which would be a great final to watch, but I have the Netherlands winning. If they can tighten up their defense, because they've been just scoring so much with Minima and everyone up top doing such a great job. So for the other news segment, I'm going to do the NWSL matchups first. Orlando played OL Reign, and OL Reign ended up winning 2-0, even though Ashlyn Harris had another PK stop. Next, we're going with Portland versus Houston. Portland got the 1-0 victory. Moving on to the Battle of the Pizza, New Jersey, New York, Gotham beat Chicago Red Stars 2-1. And for the last matchup, the Washington Spirit beat Racing Louisville 2-0. Ashley Hatch is now the sole leader of the Golden Boot title. And finally, the FAWSL released its fixture list, so you should go check those out. Thank you guys so much for listening to the Women's Football Report Olympic Edition. I know this episode wasn't the best, but hopefully next episode will be really good. So thanks again for watching.